I'm joined by The Guardian's Chris McGreal in Cairo. It was an extraordinary day yesterday, Chris. What's the situation today?
Well, it's very tense here this morning. There's another massive demonstration expected Friday prayers, and I think a lot of people will turn out. It certainly won't be carnival atmosphere of Tuesday, because so many people are angry about having their expectations that Mubarak was going to remain last night dashed by his speech. Already something of a standoff has developed outside the state television station, which has been a focus of anger because of its propaganda. It's now surrounded by soldiers and barbed wire, and beyond them, activists have been camped out since Mubarak's speech. They're now controlling the street, checking people's IDs, which goes to demonstrate that the protests themselves have spread beyond Area Square and may, if they get large enough this afternoon, spread even further.
And the military, not only are they out on the streets in force, but we're expecting a statement from them, is that correct? Do we have any idea of what they're going to say?
We don't. The Supreme Council of the military has called itself, said it's in perpetual session, and that it will issue a second statement after today's statement, in which it said it intended to act in the interests of the people. So a lot of people will be interested to hear what they have to say about how they react to Mubarak's announcement. But they'll also be looking at how the military behaves today, particularly around Tahrir Square with the protests. Will they just stand back as they have done in previous days? Are they going to try and prevent it, control it? That will be an indicator, really, to many people here of whether the military intends to respond to the government's call for people to leave the square, to end the protests on the grounds that Mubarak has made a transfer of powers to his vice president, that there's a negotiation process that it's committed to, and a transition of power in September, and that should be enough to meet the protesters' demands. Is the army going to kind of try and enforce that in some way, or is it going to allow the protesters to do what they say they want to do, which is to ratchet up the pressure on the government? I'd be very telling about where the military leadership is.
And what do you think people want to hear from the military? Because outside commentators sort of suggest, well, you know, if Mubarak goes but is replaced by a military coup, that might not be good for the people. But do people see the maps, people outside the country?
Yes, I mean, there's a real division here. Mohammed al-Baradei, the opposition leader, former nuclear insular coup, and there are many people in the square who think that the military would be the way to go, provided that it was a very short-lived military regime, or that it shared power in some transitional government with civilians. So there's a lot of people put their faith in the military, at least to make a distinctive break with the Mubarak regime. But of course there are other people who are fearful of it, knowing that it's essentially a conservative organization. The Muslim Brotherhood is disturbed by the idea of a military take. The military that's played a leading role in suppressing it, with military tribunals and trials of Muslim Brotherhood activists. So there's division here about the role of the military, but there are a lot of people who see it as being on the side of the people, even though it has actually played a significant role in trying to suppress the demonstrations, with arrests of activists, detentions and disappearances, beatings and torture. Nonetheless, there are those who have faith in it to be capable of overseeing.
Thanks very much for that, Chris.
Okay, mate. Once we've got the military